much indeed for that.
It's shortly coming up to 10 minutes to 4 GMT, our top news story here on the BBC World Service. President Barack Obama, during a brief visit to Afghanistan, has warned that America's job there is far from done and urged Afghans to fight corruption and establish the rule of law.
Now, to paraphrase the old song Route 66, sung by the likes of Nat King Cole and Chuck Berry, if you ever decide to motor west, avoid Texas. At least avoid all the little one-horse towns in Texas. Places like Cooney, population 147, or Coffee City, population 207, because they could be out to get you. Because Cooney and Coffee City both feature in the top 40 Texas speed traps. They may be small, but they take millions of dollars off motorists in speeding fines. Top of the list is a little old town in Texas called Westlake, population 211. Westlake's out on Highway 114. It issues around 8,000 speeding tickets a year, pulling in nearly $1 million in revenue. Aaron Cumbray compiled the Texas Top 40 list, and he told me how the speed traps work.
It's a place where that has a reputation for writing a lot of speeding tickets, not for the purpose of safety, but to get a lot of revenue.
So you'd typically have a camera on a lamppost or a pylon somewhere, and that would photograph the motorists as they were going through.
No, actually, I know you got that in the UK, but here in Texas, the only way they can do speeding tickets is if a cop sees you and pulls you over. The automated tickets are only for traffic lights.
So these are all issued by cops?
Exactly.
Well, that makes it even more incredible, because some of these little places in Texas, the police must be rushed off their feet issuing tickets. I mean, tell us about Westlake, population 211, number of traffic tickets issued in the last 10 years, 71,664, bringing in a total ticket revenue of nearly $9 million.
Westlake is a small town. It is an upper-class town, but it is situated on Texas Highway 114, which is one of our major motorways in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
What are the folks in places like Westlake and Montgomery and Domino and all these little one-horse towns in Texas think of the fact that they're being milked dry by the looks of it?
Oh, man, I don't know. I haven't talked to any of them, but given the fact that Westlake has no property taxes, I'm sure they're happy.
Right. So is this really the principal source of income, you think, then, for places like Westlake?
In many cases, it's not the principal source of income, but it's a huge addition. And, you know, we're in a recession over here, so any cash cities can get their hands on is good. Texas does have a law, though, that says that I think it's you can only collect 30% of your city's annual revenue with traffic tickets. And any amount over that, you have to turn into the state. But still, 30% is a lot of money to be raised just on traffic tickets for any city.
Right. It's not obvious material for somebody to get involved in. Why? What made you decide that you were interested in compiling a list of the 40 top Texas speed traps?
I believe in good government, and I really question if it is good government when law enforcement is really serving a revenue purpose. And also, I kind of question the basis on most speed limit laws. Speeding is really overhyped as a cause of crashes. So you see cities here who are making tons of money off speeding tickets, but I question, are they really doing any good?
You don't see any correlation between the number of tickets issued then and the number of accidents and fatalities on the roads?
At least with Westlake, I don't. In fact, on my blog, I made a graph where I show a minimal number of fatalities that had existed before and after Keller took over policing. You can clearly see where tickets just shot way up, but there's an occasional fatality here and there. Now, to give you a full answer, take more analysis because you want to check the total number of crashes and not just fatalities. But simply fatalities, I'm not seeing a good correlation between ticketing and safety.
Your message then to the civic authorities in Westlake, in Esterline, in Domino, in Montgomery, Martindale, Cooney, Palmer, Rio Vista and Riesel and Patton Village, all the places at the top of your list, what would your message be?
Stop hassling motorists.
That's Aaron Cambray, compiler of the Texas Top 40 list. And if you think you can beat the top traps in Texas, let's hear from you. World have your say at bbc.com.
Drone or meow meow are the misleading